the last hour or so, and that Russian missiles have struck Poland, a NATO country and a European Union country. So since Russia's humiliating defeat at the Battle of Kherson, the Russians have responded by yet more war crimes, deliberately targeting civilians again, civilian housing, murdering civilians. I say that advisedly, murdering them. If you kill civilians, knowing them to be civilians, purposefully killing civilians, when there's no military target in that building, yes, that is murder. That's absolutely crystal clear by the Geneva Convention, which Russia was one of the prime movers for. And obviously targeting power stations, anywhere that generates heating, to try and freeze men, women and children to death, deliberately killing civilians yet again. Of the tens of thousands of civilians who've been killed on purpose by the Russian military in this illegal and unprovoked invasion. But some of the missiles have struck Poland, which obviously is adjacent to Ukraine, and two civilians killed. Now, these are unconfirmed reports, I must say, but this is what's coming out of the Polish media and indeed the Polish government. So the Polish National Security Council is meeting in an emergency session. So NATO allies are increasingly speaking up for them, including Germany. The Prime Minister of the Netherlands likewise say, we have to be crystal clear what happened. The President of France says he's speaking to Poland about it. The President of the European Council, Charles Michel, he's a Belgian, and he said he's horrified about what's happened. So, I mean, the death toll is probably going to rise as some of the injured succumb to their injuries. So now, was this deliberate, or I don't know, or not? Whether it's deliberate or not, Russian missiles have struck Poland and have killed Polish civilians. Now, it could easily be deliberate. I think there should be a proportionate response from NATO as well. It could be deliberate because Poland is helping the Ukrainians a lot, is housing millions of Ukrainian refugees, is arming and funding the Ukrainians in their gallant fight in defense of their homeland and to uphold human rights and liberty against an utterly evil, merciless, tyrannical and oppressive regime, Putin's Nazi regime. But because if we don't take a firm stand, the Russians do it again and again and again and again and more and more and more and more. So you have to hit them back and hit them hard. That is the only thing that will make them stop. What they will do is always break the bounds by an inch and then test your resolve. You didn't respond, it was so petty, you let that drift. So they'll go over by another inch and another and another and a bit more and more and more. And at what point are you going to respond? So this is their way of penalizing the Poles for their fraternity and solidarity with the Ukrainian friends and neighbors. So the Moscow lie machine has come out already saying that it was Ukrainian missiles that hit Poland. Ha, ha, ha. No one's ever claimed the Ukrainians have ever done anything against Poland in this war or for decades prior to that. Why would you believe a government and a media machine which lies and lies and lies, almost incessantly tells the most flagrant, shameless lies, that Yevgeny Prigozhin has no connection to Wagner, that Wagner doesn't even exist, that Russia was not going to attack Ukraine, that Russia has not invaded Ukraine, that all these Russian war crimes have not happened, or that the Ukrainians have committed the war crimes against their own people, and on and on and on. That the Katyn massacre that the Soviet government admitted wasn't committed by the Soviets, that Sergei Skripal was not poisoned by Russians, that Alexander Litvinenko was not poisoned by Russians, and on and on and on, that Putin was fairly elected. I mean, I could be here all day, that the lawyer of Browder was killed, Magnitsky, that he stole all the money and stuff like that. So anyway, so it might have been they're trying to hit Ukrainian targets and this was a bit of incompetence, but there needs to be a firm response. Now, NATO could hit back, say, you fired with two missiles, we're going to fire two missiles, much bigger ones, into military bases right in Moscow, in the capital. All the important stuff is in the capital. It'll have a much greater effect than hitting Russian units which are in Ukraine or somewhere else. And that will really bring home to the Russian elite that there is a very heavy price to pay if you do this. If they do it to Poland, they'll do it to the smaller NATO countries like Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. Hyper-aggressive Russians, they don't accept the independence of these democracies. They want to oppress them. They want to send their people to slave labor camps again, just like in the 1940s. Even today, I was just reading the Russian government has banned this documentary that Russians were making about a famine in their own country way back 100 years ago, having people believe that one of the most bloodthirsty and sadistic regimes of all time, the communist regime in the Soviet Union, was somehow benevolent, despite deliberately starving to death millions of its people, especially in a viciously racist manner, targeting Kazakhs, Ukrainians, and others. So the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and so on, they're also expressing that they're going to stand shoulder to shoulder with their Polish siblings against this insensate barbarism. The Czech Republic, their parliament passed a motion saying that the Russian regime is terrorist, which it indubitably is. And so a high majority voted in favour of this. 129 voted in favour and only 14 against. So Russia is, of course, denying any involvement, but it's worrying. So NATO could hit back itself, or maybe a better idea, give the missiles to the Ukrainians and they can hit back. And that'd be proportionate. I mean, I've said for months this would be okay. And I'm not one bit anti-Russian. The Russians are very fond of, and they're, of course, good Russians. These are their bad Ukrainian people. They're good and bad people of every nationality. They're all personality types in every race, in every religion, or even in every ideology. And some good Russians are blinded by the hate spewed out on state media 24/7. They got this 360-degree media, and that's just brainwashing people. You know, something like 92% of the brain is unconscious. And if you repeat a lie often enough, people will believe it. You know, that they're good people believe and do evil things because they're brainwashed. And obviously, Russia is an increasingly totalitarian state with this cult of the personality around Putin and so on. The Russian Defense Ministry has come out with the preposterous claim that this was a deliberate provocation. Obviously, it's Russia, which is hyper-provocative. I suspect it was actually an accident, but I could be wrong. Even if it's an accident, nevertheless, they did it. They've got to learn to be far more circumspect about this. NATO's got a good reason to do this and arm the Ukrainians to the teeth, make Russia pay a very, very heavy price for this, make it so agonizing that the Putin regime concludes their only chance of survival is to pull back, because if they get away with this, there'll be more victims. Ukraine will not be the last. They shall annex Moldova. They shall subjugate Georgia. They've already illegally occupied some of these lands for over 30 years. I think that maybe Putin is dipping his toe into the water to see what happens. He's always going to double down, not to back down. So Hungary has been more circumspect, partly because they're still buying Russian oil via the Druzhba or Friendship Pipeline. Orban Viktor, the Prime Minister of Hungary, he's got quite an amicable relationship with Russia. It'd be interesting to see what Turkey says, the only NATO country to have a fairly cordial relationship with Russia and has imposed no sanctions whatsoever on Russia. So it comes just as the G20 summit in Indonesia is drawing to an end, where Russia was given short shrift and the great majority of countries voted against Russia's illegal aggression. And of course, Russia's had a drubbing in the United Nations, when a high majority of countries in the United Nations General Assembly voted that Russia must pay assessment for the deliberate destruction of property caused by its illegal war. Right, thank you for watching this. It is a very worrying time, and it's down to Putin and his camarilla, his coterie of psychopaths and totalitarians who want, are keen to unleash genocide on Ukraine and other countries. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.